This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. It's going to be insanity for a while. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Reach out to your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. That's unnerving. Your friends, your loved ones, like I said, your unloved ones, and get involved in the conversation. Yeah, you just have to deal with the camera the way it is. I can't do anything for you until after the break. Yours works, though. The 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and like I said, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, what's his name? Newt Gingrich. What a great guy. I like Newt. Always have. Where did he go? He was here a minute ago. God. You know, that, what is it, on the Facebook? That Facebook thing is a real pain in the butt. We'll get Newt back after this. I was gonna have him do his little number here, but apparently he's disappeared. But let's do this. Mr. Oblamo he's got this, what do you want to call it, schizophrenia? I mean, when you can't make up your mind, when he ran against Hillary, he didn't have one nice thing to say about her. Not a one.
Don't you remember?
Well, in case you've forgotten, I want you to hear this guy. When you have three different kind of personalities, what do you call that? All right, so let's hear what he has to say.
Even after our own hard campaign, in a testament to her character, she agreed to serve our country as Secretary of State.
When Hillary Clinton says I'm out of touch, I just have to remind people of the track record.
Look, I know how hard...
When you're trying to... Remember what he used to say? That when you ain't got nothing nice to say about your... don't you love it? When you ain't got nothing nice to say about your opponent... Or you've got nothing to stand on, you don't say anything nice about your opponent. You attack your opponent. That's when you've got nothing to stand on.
Hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it.
Senator Clinton is the same person who has taken more money from lobbyists than any other candidate, Democratic or Republican.
In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office.
This is the same person who says she's voting for the Columbia trade deal. Turns out that her top advisor, her top strategist, was working for the Colombian government to get the bill passed.
So I want those of you who've been...
So apparently even he knows that she's a liar. Even he knows that she can't get the job done. Right?
And with me from the beginning of this incredible journey to be the first to know that I'm with her. I am fired up, and I cannot wait to get out there and campaign for Hillary.
Does that sound like she's in touch with you?
Yeah, that interweb thing, that's a real problem for them, isn't it? And I've always said that. I've always said the reason they want, guys, it's total control. They don't want equality. It's total control, period. And that's what I've always said to you. It's not a matter of wanting equality for everybody. Everybody should have the same access. Everybody should be able to have the same opportunities. No. They don't mean that at all. This is totally 1,000,000,000% about them having total control. That's what it's about. And I love how Mrs. Obama. I don't know if you've seen this, but she's up running around with Hillary. She couldn't stand her. Two different cycles. She was terrible. She couldn't run her own house. How's she going to run the White House? And for you never Trumpers, Newt Gingrich is here with a message just for you.
I think that the only question that we ask of every Republican is not, are you going to support Donald Trump? Are you going to help beat Hillary Clinton? Any Republican who's willing to help her should join the Democratic Party. Hillary Clinton, if she wins, will mean the end of America as we've known it, literally. Her radical judges will eliminate the Second Amendment. They will eliminate religious liberty. They will eliminate freedom of speech. Her radical appointees will shift power to Washington. She'll bring the most corrupt administration in history into the White House. And the rule of law will become irrelevant. It'll be, as we're discovering from these WikiLeaks, it'll be the rule of friends of Bill.
Any questions? I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that, does it, people? You know, some of you are sitting there and you think that I'm just this. I heard this yesterday. I've heard it today. Now I am so tired of you never Trumpers. Why don't you just change your name to Always Hillary's? You really should do that, because you're making you don't want to hear it, but you are. You are making a case for Hillary Clinton, and you're doing a darn good job of it too. I mean, not as far as I'm concerned. I think you guys heard that the vice president nominee, Mike Pence, Republican vice president nominee, his plane ran off the runway at LaGuardia Airport, but it's not a major incident, if you would. Everything's cool. He's going to be okay. I don't even think it was. I think they all walked off the plane, frankly. But you know, our hearts and prayers go out to people like that. Hey, anyway, Eric Golub joins me after the break. He hasn't been on the show in a while, but I really enjoy having him on the show. He's he's a comedian, a commentator, and just an all-around good guy. We'll talk about it when we get back from the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at
at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, look, get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you head up on the chat room, the Facebook page, wherever it is that you like to get involved. We do have a live Facebook feed. I know you guys make fun of me. It's not a Facebook room. I get it. It's a feed. But, you know, I mean, look, I've got white hair. I'm kind of a little old. I'm a little large. I don't know these things. But I always get a pleasure having you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. All right, let me bring him on. I've got Eric Golub on the line with me. He's an author, a comedian, a commentator. He's written several books, Ideological Bigotry, Ideological Violence, Ideological Idiocy, Ideological Lunacy. There's nothing left here. Ideological Jewish Lunacy. He's taken all the books we could possibly write away from us. He loves the NFL, Walks in the Park, and Republican Jewish Brunettes. How you doing, Eric?
America forever, France never. Great to be with you, my friend.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I've been on a roll for a while now where I'm talking about how religious liberties are taken away from us, and not just Christians. And we're getting to the point now where you can't say, if you said Moses, they'd have a heart attack, right? I mean, we're getting to the point now, any kind of scripture, any kind of anything is being removed from any kind of government or school facility across the street from a school. And Tim Kaine came out the other night and he talked to his Catholic friends. I don't know if he has any for real, but he said he talked to his Catholic friends and he said, look, you have to evolve. Dogma has to evolve. You have to come to the place where acceptance of same-sex marriage, woman's right to choose. He didn't use the word abortion. A woman's right to choose. And if you don't, we'll simply pass laws to force you to get in line. This does not sound like a democracy to me, does it? Or a republic?
Let me give you the good news, okay? It's not like somebody who matters is talking about this stuff. Remember, this is the guy who is trying to replace Joe Biden. The bar is low in terms of actual skills required. Right now, Tim Kaine is on Google, Googling himself to find out who he is and what he does for a living. So if it was somebody who was actually important, then I would get worked up. Let's be honest, nobody cares what Tim Kaine has to say. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were to win the White House, I would be surprised if they went to Tim and said, hey, Tim, just kidding. You can go back to Virginia now. We're bringing in Liz Warren.
No, that's hilarious. I think you're right with this stuff as far as does he matter or doesn't he matter. But my God, Eric, doesn't that scare you? He's one heartbeat away from being the man, if you would.
Yeah, but the fact is that's why we have to tell people this before the election. And I'm telling you now, if this is a broadcast that's being recorded to be played after the election, Joe, it's worthless.
No.
So I hope this is airing now before the election.
Well, listen, we are live right now. So whatever you say, you know, they're going to hold you to it.
Joe, if there's not a 7-second tape delay, you're fired, okay? Anything I say is on you, buddy. You knew before you brought me on that I had the potential to bring the FCC all over us or the FAA if people got confused and sent to the wrong organization.
So you know, are you, and I've been telling people this, and they don't kind of agree with me, but I don't really care, the polls that we're seeing out there, you know, even Pat Goodell came out the other day and said, this is asinine, this is crazy, these polls aren't real. When Pat Goodell comes out and says that, I mean, he's got one foot in the grave, I don't know if he's a friend of yours or not, but it almost appears like he's got one foot in the grave, this guy. And he's out there saying, this doesn't make sense, and if people are being honest, this just flat out doesn't make sense. You're out and about. You're all over the place. I watch your Facebook page. You're everywhere. I mean, what are you seeing out there? What are you hearing from people out there as opposed to Trump or Hillary?
I have to say this much. While I think that the polls are crazy, I also think that the one mistake we don't want to rely on is that the polls are wrong. You know, I know that sounds contradictory, but I treat the polls like there's some validity so that we don't get complacent. But I've seen it skewed in both directions. I know Republicans like to think it's always against them. You know, for instance, one example of, you know, a poll that I saw that I thought was nuts was it showed Minnesota as a battleground where Hillary was only up by 5 points. Okay? Sorry to disappoint Trump fans, of which I'm one. Ronald Reagan won 49 states. He lost Minnesota. Minnesota is not in play. So I think that there's, you know, and then on the flip side, the idea that Texas or Georgia are in play for Hillary, that's just a head fake to demoralize us. Realistically, I think Trump is down about 2 to 3 points nationally, but the good news is that Hillary's pretty much hit her ceiling, so if Trump's people return home, he should be okay.
Well, I think you and I are probably on the same page, and I keep telling people, they're doing exactly that. They're trying to psych us out. They're trying to, you know, it's over. You've heard all this, right? It's already over. Don't bother going. You know, you're just wasting your vote voting for Trump. He's done. Do you really think this is going to work? Do you think this has a chance of working on some people?
I think that there are people who will always be demoralized, and then you got people like my dad who are just looking for an excuse not to leave because his chair is comfy. So, by the way, my parents already voted for Trump. It's okay. But the fact is that there are times when you have to let go. I mean, if you're in line right now waiting to cast a ballot for John McCain, he lost, okay? That was 8 years ago. Barack Obama won. We have no choice but to accept the 2008 election results. However, it's not too late to keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House. And what I tell people is just show up. There is no substitute. Forget polls. There is no substitute for just showing up. So do it. That's it. It's that simple.
Eric, and I know I'm all over the place now, but we'll hone down on some of these things later on. I'm actually freaked out because I see Michael Moore is actually sitting across from Megyn Kelly. Both of them need to go to a different channel, but that is a story for the next segment. No, let's do it now.
It might not be, by the way. It's bothering me that much.
I'm looking at him right now, and I'm saying to myself, I heard what he said the other day about Trump. You heard his little speech, right?
But keep in mind also that the person on my television is so repulsive that I think it might be Liz Warren and not Michael Moore. It's hard to tell.
Oh, God. But, I mean, Megyn Kelly, she done? Did you hear what she did with Newt the other night?
I saw it. And the fact is, and conservatives are going to get very angry about this, but get over it. I don't mind Megyn Kelly hammering Republicans,
right,
as long as she hammers Democrats as well. And if you saw what Megyn Kelly did to DNC chair Donna Brazile,
right,
a week ago, okay, this is a job interview. I'm not going to cry and complain when Republicans face a firing squad.
Well,
I'm only going to cry and complain when Republicans are the only ones facing the firing squad.
We got to go to a break, but here's the deal. She wouldn't say that Bill Clinton sexually assaulted women. She couldn't get the words off her tongue.
We
got to go to break. We'll be back in a minute. I'll let you respond to that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You'll see the Rail Side. Eric Golub joins me. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Huh?
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, get involved in the chatters in the room. Or you head over to Facebook, where we have a live Facebook feed post, whatever it is, going on. You can hop up there, talk to people that are smarter than I am, already in there. And in that, I want to call it chat room, but that's because I'm 90, right? That's everything. To me, everything was a chat room at that particular point in time. Eric Olub joins me, as he does from time to time. He's out on the road. I get the biggest kick out of him. I watch him on Facebook. He's out there. He's got all kinds of things going on. He's written a few books, just a few, titles, Ideological Bigotry, Ideological Violence, Ideological Idiocy, Ideological Lunacy, Ideological Jewish Lunacy. He loves the NFL, although I don't know why, and Republican Jewish Brunettes. Thanks for being with me, Eric.
And I am selling Hillary for prison T-shirts.
Door to door. I think that's the kicker. Door to door. We'll have to keep tabs on you. Just in case. You know what I'm saying?
So far, still alive.
You see what they do with the Trump signs. I mean, I'd be worried if I was you.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about a T-shirt is that the worst they can do, I mean, remember, these are liberals. It's not like they own guns.
That's true. I'll give you that one. All right. So before we went to break, one of the things I was trying to get across was that I you get somebody like a Megyn Kelly. She's up there. She's talking to Newt Gingrich, and he asked her to say one simple thing. He just wanted her to admit that Bill Clinton committed sexual assault. She couldn't roll it off her tongues. I don't know if she's afraid of dying, being killed, being found dead by accident with 47 stab wounds in her back. I don't know. But I think she's a Hillary fan. That's where I'm at. What say you?
You know what? There's two football expressions. One from the late Dennis Green, "There's no room for crybabies." And the second one from Bill Parcells, "Don't touch me with the pain just to deliver the damn baby." And conservatives, and I am a conservative, need to stop acting like liberal, spoiled little brats. Here's my rule. If it has nothing to do with helping us win the 2016 election, it doesn't matter? Who gives a blank what Megyn Kelly thinks or doesn't think? What I care about is that right now there needs to be food on my table, and I want to make sure I don't get blown to kingdom come. So conservatives out there that are talking to people, they need to be focused on Trump is going to bring back jobs, he's going to cut taxes, and he's going to go after radical Islamists. Everything else is a distraction. They want us talking about distractions. We're running out of time. We don't have time to be doing that. It's like, should we sit around and debate whether or not, you know, we care that Bruce Jenner is a woman? No, I care that Barack Obama refuses to become a man. Now let's move on.
Okay, that's good. I can go with that. That's a clip. We're going to have to pull that out and use that. But, you know, you throw me off when you throw stuff like that. I go, yeah, I got to write that down real quick. But you know, when it comes to getting the message out there, they're concerned that Trump only has 15, 16, 1,700 volunteers out there, and that the Clinton campaign has, what, 5,000, 6,000 people. But I say to people all the time, you know, think about something. Walkers, we have in my area, we have like 80 walkers every weekend. They hit about 15,000 houses a month. And those are houses that you necessarily not welcome at. He's hitting 10, 12, 15,000 people in an hour. So I'm not so sure the ground game is such a big deal. I'm not so sure that you have to use the same, you know, you do things, you run campaigns the same way you did 40 years ago. You agree with that?
I think that this election has confounded everybody from the beginning. And so if somebody asks me how important is the ground game, ask me the day after the election.
Thank you for that.
I know that's the
looking for, you know, forward-thinking wisdom here. I don't know. I missed that one.
Flip a coin, consult a Ouija board, get Madame Lazora. The fact is that this is the most bizarre election we've ever seen, and I could lie to you and pretend that I know exactly what's going to happen. I know that Hillary's going to win New York and California. I know that Trump is going to win Texas. The other 47 states, you know, get out the Ouija board.
Yeah, she didn't even have to show up here to win, frankly. I mean, they're going to hand this state to her. I get that. You know, when you hear about what's going on, when you look at the numbers, I know that in the area I live in, his numbers are still very high. He still seems favorable. But, you know, you've got Republicans running from him. I don't know if that's such a smart idea. Again, you're out and about. You've been in plenty of different states over the last few months. I know you're not just hanging with Hillary people, obviously. But are you getting the feeling that he's doing a lot better than we're being told?
It could be the case. But I will support one other thing you said. Running away from your own party's nominee never, ever works. Okay?
No.
Both parties have tried this in midterms. The Republicans tried this in 2006. They said, let's distance ourselves from W because the Iraq war is unpopular. They got slaughtered anyway. In 2010 and 2014, Democrats tried to run against Obama. They failed. The bottom line is that even Republicans who don't like Trump, okay, Trump is the head of the GOP right now. Mm-hmm. So you either hang with him or you hang separately, but you're going up or down with him. If you think that you can run as a Republican and your selling point is that you're against your own party's nominee, you will lose because the voters will say, well, wait a minute, why would I want a pretend Democrat when I can get a real Democrat who really, truly hates Trump?
You know, one of the things, Eric, that grates on me and weighs on me is you're watching all these emails come out. It's really the only Fox, really, to a big degree, is tying all the pieces together. They're tying all the dots together. This is a big deal. This is even a lot bigger than I think that we think it is. Why do you think it's not taking the kind of traction that you and I would expect it to take?
Because the media are imbeciles, and I'm choosing that word deliberately. Well, malevolence would at least imply intellect. The media cannot understand complicated financial transactions. They cannot understand pay for play. The only thing they really understand is sex, because that's been going on since Adam and Eve. So if you can find me a videotape of Hillary Clinton with Elizabeth Warren in a hot tub without swimsuits, okay? I guarantee you the media will not sit on the MSNBC. Rachel Maddow will be sitting there with her eyes bugged out going, oh, God, I'm going to ask them both out right now, okay? They can understand sex stuff. That's why Ted Kennedy jokes are still funny 40 years later, okay? Because the guy couldn't keep it in his trousers. You know, Melania Trump, the only time she ever makes news is when naked pictures of her show up in the New York Post. So that's what the media is capable of understanding. You want us to understand issues? And think about it. Why would we take our advice from people where the best that they could do with their lives was go into journalism? If all you do with your life is work for the New York Times, you're not good at anything to begin with, so why would we listen to you?
Yeah, I agree with you. It makes bad for bad radio because I agree with you in so many areas. But, you know, again, I'm concerned with the message going out there, too. What would you tell the Republican voters out there who are starting to feel like, hey, we're going to lose this anyhow? Our own people won't get behind Trump. They say he's losing by double digits. I tell people, you know, remember something. This is a psych game. If you've ever played football, this is a psych game. Don't let them get you. Well, what would you say to those people?
Let me get serious for a moment. The fact of the matter is that the American people are looking for any excuse whatsoever to not vote for Hillary Clinton. They don't want her. And the proof of that is that she only got 55% of the vote in the primaries against a corpse. Okay, they made the movie Weekend at Bernie's about Bernie Sanders. He died 5 years ago. Nobody told him. And Hillary Clinton nearly lost to him. So the bar for Donald Trump is so low. All he has to do is be an acceptable alternative. In the first debate, he utterly failed to do that. In the second and third debate, he succeeded. So people are looking for an excuse. And I think that if Donald Trump keeps speaking in that calm voice, the one that makes Bob Newhart seem like a raving lunatic, if he keeps speaking in that calm voice that Kellyanne Conway taught him, in the last few days, people will see him as an acceptable alternative.
So you don't think
they want to reject Hillary?
Yeah, you don't think it's too late for him? I mean, you don't think it's too late to turn around people's perception of him?
No, because Hillary Clinton has hit a rock hard ceiling at about 45%. If you show me polls that say Hillary's at 50, I'd freak out.
We're going for a break, and I want to talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Eric Golub joins me. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Next hour will be open mic, open topic. I'm going to take all those stories and links that you've been sending me. We're going to hit some of those stories. But right now, I want to bring him right back on with me. Eric Golub joins me. He's a commentator, comedian, and author, all-around good guy. He's written a few books. He has left the rest of us nothing else to write about. His books are Ideological Bigotry, Ideological Violence, Ideological Idiocy, Ideological Lunacy, Ideological Jewish Lunacy. And he loves the NFL. I mean, that's a little meh. And Republican Jewish women. Again, Eric, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I told you, I grew up with the Patriots. Not very exciting. The NFL was never very exciting to me. Don't know what to tell you. Anyhow.
Well, I'm actually enjoying it. I mean, I know some people are boycotting it because of that Mod Squad backup 49ers quarterback, but I'm actually enjoying watching him getting beaten to the ground because he's on a 1-6 football team.
I love the Mod Squatter. I love that. You know, you realize that probably half my audience won't even know what the heck that means, but they can go look it up. But
he's got an afro bigger than the city of San Francisco.
How did he get it in a hat? They must make him a special hat, I'm sure. Anyhow, yeah, you know, I mean, you can't do something like that and really expect not to have a back. You know, again, he's got a right to do it. That doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And I always said, look, why doesn't people like that, why don't they sit back and think about what they're doing? Are they going to get negative or positive feedback, and what's the way to really get their message out? Obviously, that was not the way to get their message out. You know?
Well, then there's one thing we're overlooking with him is that he did not become an activist until his...
Okay, be nice.
And he's guilty of what we call bad football. And all his protesting... supporting even the leftists in San Francisco, their team is 1-6. I guarantee you if they lose 2 or 3 more games, they won't turn on him. Okay, I'm not saying enough to vote for Trump, but enough to hate him.
Wow. Well, you're probably right. I'm not into all this stuff. I don't get all of this stuff. Let's go back to the other lunacy, which is the woman known as Clinton. The I look at this stuff and I talk to some of these, the guy I spoke to today. He didn't say, his only thing he could say, I hate Trump, that's why I'm voting for Hillary. And then some of the other people you talk to, it's a chance to be part of history. What, the burning down of America? No. To vote in a woman president. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. That's the reason? Well, you know, we could have had Carly Fiorina. We could have pushed Condoleezza Rice in. I mean, there's so many other women that could do such a better job than her. These people are nuts. And then I want to get into the Jewish community. Don't you agree? That those people are nuts. Not the Jewish community. Oh, we lost them. That's always exciting. We'll bring them back up. That ain't that hard to do. You there, Eric? No, he's not. He went to voicemail. I'll just have to call him again. Anyway, think about that. Think about people that are still voting for her. People that are still voting for her because she's a woman. Because she has the right body parts. What kind of sense does that make, and to who? Because it doesn't to me.
Yeah. I thought you didn't pay the bill or something.
Yeah, you know what? We're on a minute-by-minute thing, and I guess you ran over the minutes. I don't know what to say. But I was just talking about Hillary, and it just floors me that people who consider themselves intelligent, you know, they've got PhDs, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're... Can you say Indian Chiefs anymore? You can't say that anymore. And the only reason they're going to vote for her is because they have a chance to be part of history.
But you just said it in the very beginning. People who think they're intelligent. Earth to PhDs. You are the most overrated, useless people God has ever created. Okay? A real doctor is an MD. Okay? If I'm laying bleeding in the streets and my two options are a heart surgeon and an expert in 18th century Russian footwear, get the pointy-headed, know-nothing academic out of the way and let a guy who actually does real work for a living try to save my life.
I agree with you. Hey, you know, one of the areas that we hear a lot about, first of all, you know, you hear about the minority communities. I haven't had one black person, African-American, American who happens to be black, I don't care what you want to call people, but I haven't had one of them call the show and say, there's no way I'm voting for that Trump, that racist Trump, or anything like that. Most of the black people I know, most of the ones that I hang out with, they're all voting for Trump, period, end of discussion. A lot of the Hispanics I know, voting for Trump, end of discussion. We hear how he's doing terrible in the black community, he's doing terrible in the Hispanic community, and we hear he's doing terrible in the Jewish community. How? We have an administration that has been so hateful towards Israel, how could they possibly be doing well in the Jewish community?
Because liberal Jews are liberals first and Jews second. Their religion is liberalism. They have no connection to Israel in many, many cases. Wow. You know, their religion is environmentalism. So he might do okay with blacks and Hispanics, but Jews, unfortunately, and I say this, I am one of them, a lot of Jews are a lost cause. You know, but then again, keep in mind, the liberal media wants you to be so demoralized that now they're saying that Hillary is up by 5 points among voters in the Trump family.
I know, you know, it's getting to the point where they'll say anything, as you say, they'll say anything to demoralize voters as a whole. My concern, I'm actually okay with this. If they keep touting these numbers that, you know, she's up by 12 points, she's up by 14 points, she's up by this points, I'm thinking that there's a lot of people on the left that aren't smart enough. And they'll sit back and they'll go, hey, you know what? This is a good thing. I don't have to go out and vote now. She's got it handled. I'm hoping they really get take on that message.
I think that they're smug. I think that they're full of themselves, and it would be delightful if that would be the case. But the thing is for every Democrat that decides that they're going to stay home and not vote, there's another Democrat that's probably going to vote two or three times. When you throw in the refugees that will be voting, the illegals, the dead people, the felons, you know, and that just includes Bill and Hillary Clinton themselves. So we need to be vigilant. And then on the other hand, you've got the new Black Panthers who will have the billy clubs to keep Trump supporters from voting. So, you know, we just got to get out there and work really, really hard.
But, Eric, you ever see those Mark Dice clips and then Jesse Waters clips and those kind of things? We truly have. It used to be a joke around here, but, you know, we've dumbed down America. The education system isn't what it used to be. These are all true. These aren't just fear-mongering from conservatives. We have people that really think we got our independence in 1964 from China. And not one or two. You know, with that kind of... Go ahead.
I actually thought the third president was George Jefferson. I believe the first lady was Weezy.
Oh, God. You know,
I went to a public school. I don't know anything.
Come on, there are some public school graduates that have a clue. Minor though it might be,
no, they don't.
But they have a clue.
It's no help.
Oh God, thanks. You know what? You're gonna force me to move to Sicily this weekend if you keep it up. I mean, at least there I know who the crooks are. They got a badge on, you know.
Look, you don't need to go all the way there for good pizza. Okay, little Italy in New York is just fine.
Yeah, but back to my point, which is you've got these. The uneducated electorate, if you would. I mean, I'm watching Mark Dice out on the beach, and he's talking to these young people, and I'm not so sure they're all going to vote, but they said they were going to vote, and they're voting for Hillary because, you know, she's for women, or she's for this, or she's for that. They have no clue as to what she's done. They have no clue what she stands for, know nothing about the past history of the Clintons as a whole, and as far as they're concerned, a Clinton Foundation, what the heck is that? That's what we're up against. These are the people that are voting. These are the people who are going to decide how much money goes to your nursing home.
I have a brilliant solution. Let's make sure that more people who want to vote for Donald Trump than vote for Hillary Clinton do so. That's it. Yeah. We can only control our side. Our side needs to just work our guts out. We can't control that a lot of imbeciles will be voting for Hillary.
Yeah, that's true.
But what we can control is some great people who may not be motivated, maybe the weather will be bad, blah, blah, blah. If you're young and you're healthy, okay, drive them to the polls. If you need to, take them on piggyback, okay? Most old ladies are not that hard to lift, okay? But put them on your big corn-fed back and get them to the polls.
You know, I tell most of my conservative friends, will you stop sitting on the couch and whining and moaning and get out there, talk to your nieces, your nephews, the people in your neighborhood. You know, you belong to clubs, you go out to events, open your mouth. And frankly, especially you old folks, nobody's going to shut you down. You guys get away with so much. Anyway, we're coming up on the hour. Go ahead, Eric, tell people how they can get your books and how they can find out more about you.
Okay, my newest books are Ideological Lunacy and Jewish Lunacy, and I've also got the Hillary for Prison t-shirts. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Tiger Express, T-Y-G-R-R-R-R Express, T-Y-G quadruple R Express. That's where everybody finds me. And anybody who thinks that we can't win this election, remember, the Cubs and the Indians are the World Series. Anything is possible.
You're so right. I mean, you're so, when I watch what's going on out there, you are just so right. Hey, listen, don't go far, people, because when we come back, again, on campuses, on college campuses, your free speech needs approval. I mean, give me a break. We're back at this again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.